The Macomb School Superintendent believes the district needs a middle school that's separate from the high school. The plan is to build a new school, but it could be much more than that. Superintendent Mark Toomey says the school district has talked about construction of a shared building with the city, the Park District, McDonough District Hospital, and the YMCA. He says the idea came from architectural firm Reisinger & Associates, which built something similar in Ohio. Toomey says the first step is to have Reisinger conduct a feasibility study.
Part of the feasibility study says, how do you bring five different entities together? How do you create a financial picture that it becomes clear in terms of a building, how it's paid for, who pays what, who's responsible for what?
Do you feel that it complicates the funding, considering we're talking about taxing bodies and some non-taxing bodies involved with trying to come up with money?
It's definitely going to be a complex issue. But again, Reisinger Group, they will actually help put that together for us.
The feasibility study would also determine possible sites. The school board agreed to spend up to $50,000 on the study. The others have yet to commit funding for the report, which Toomey says could cost up to $180,000. Each entity would use the building in some way. For example, MDH would like to improve its aqua therapy program, and the Park District wants better facilities for smaller group activities, such as writing workshops and dance. It's also possible the community's new pool could be located at the facility. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.